It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Holidays are almost here, and with them, the ubiquitous appearance on your TVs, laptops, and phone screens of the 1946 Frank Capra holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life. But there's a new way to enjoy this classic that might be coming to a stage near you. The Houston Grand Opera is doing an operatic version of George Bailey's struggle with life and death that opened last week. Writer Gene Shear admits that adapting such a beloved movie sometimes felt like a fool's errand. But in the end, he says, it's really such an operatic story. Composer Jake Higgy agrees and says, you love it, you memorize it, and then forget about the original. And honor the source by doing something fresh and new while still telling that same story, Higgy says. George's realization that the world really is a better place because of his existence is something we can all relate to. I think it's information that all of us can connect with and understand, he said. That's why it really is such a universal story. If you can't make it to Houston for the opera, don't pout, don't cry. It'll be back for Christmas 2018 in San Francisco, and maybe even to a live stage near you. The complete score of Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony was sold in London recently for just over the equivalent of $5 million. That's a record for a musical manuscript, Sotheby's said. The handwritten 232-page score includes the composer's deletions, alterations, and notes, some of them written in bright blue crayon. It's apparently the only complete Mahler symphony ever sold at auction. The work retains the form in which Mahler left it, reflecting and revealing the compositional process for the work, Sotheby's said. The score was owned by U.S. businessman Gilbert Kaplan, who became obsessed with the work, known as the Resurrection Symphony, and dedicated his life to conducting it before his death earlier this year. The eventual buyer, who bid on the phone, chose to remain anonymous. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.